I'm not ready for this. The only time these kind of meetings are called is when something big is about to go down. I don't talk to the execs, that's Warren and James. I might be next in line, but I need to learn more from the ground before I understand the politics of it all. Even here, you gotta be careful. You might think that there's no rules, but there's a way they do things. It might not go by the laws of what we know, but they have rules of their own. They expect things from me. I don't know what they think about you yet, but they might use this meeting to actually talk to me. The first time they did was when I first became part of the Wraiths. Warden introduced me to them and told me what their roles are. It was like being pushed down the rabbit hole. And that was when it hit me that there's no going back. Thanks for the words of encouragement. I'm gonna need it. And so are you. I don't know what they're gonna say to you, but don't let them get what they want. You'll know what I mean if it happens.
Elias, we're ready.
Alright. Let's face the lions.
Take a seat. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. I know schedules have been difficult to match, and getting us in the same room at the same time can take a while, so I appreciate your attendance. The majority of you know why you're here, and all of you know my son, Elias. With him is the barista who survived the brewhouse incident. You know James, my right hand?
Yeah, they do.
Next to him, we have Vitaly, Melina, Elliot, Lexi, and Marcus. All a fundamental part of what we do here. So listen well. It's been almost 3 months, and more activity has been happening this year than the last 2 years combined. We were supposed to have merged by now, which would have made this a lot easier. But our position is now challenged by Morgan.
Are you still considering the merger?
The merger is still on the table pending the announcement of who succeeds Callum. We still don't know what their agenda is, and I plan to have a meeting with them as soon as possible.
Don't you think they would have reached out by now?
I don't think they will. I've heard rumors that a shell company suspected of belonging to the Vex are buying large quantities of pharmaceuticals from Enzitar.
That's not something Callum was interested in before. What kind?
The only ones I've heard are DXM and morphine.
What do you make of it?
Honestly, I think it's only going to be a matter of time before they flood the streets. We'll be dealing with two highly addictive substances, and we don't know how they plan to use them because the Vex haven't distributed narcotics before. At least that's what I know.
Drug-related crime is an all-time low right now, and I want to keep it that way. It's rare for my department to get a phone call about anything related to narcotics. You remember when the Skolligs were still in power? Calls never stopped. That's why I accepted her offer in the first place. If the Vex are going to push out drugs, then we have to take them down.
Silence speaks volumes. We might have to assume that they don't want to merge with us anymore. It's been about 3 months since Callum was killed. And if they really wanted it, then they would have found a way to tell us when it happened because of their vulnerability. And they know the only reason we haven't pursued them is because we're waiting for an answer.
Or they haven't contacted us because they think we were responsible for Callum.
Yes, kill the one person who believes in Alliance. Obviously. The only other person to gain from two rival gangs instead of a united one is Morgan. We don't need to concern ourselves with the Fangs. They're minor in comparison. Unless there's some other surprise that's gonna bite us in the ass.
What do you think he wants?
I don't know, but the amount of power he's accumulated is concerning. He wants us to know that he's here to take over and to burn us to the ground.
Because of the flag.
We don't have it, do we?
When it was reported in, the officer told the librarian to take a picture just in case it was moved by the public. It was found by a kid, and there was a field trip there, so I get it. And we don't know how long it was up there for. And then, when the responders arrived, the flag was gone. It's odd because the CCTV in the whole building wasn't working during this time, so we can't see who did it. And to be honest, interviewing everyone for that kind of vandalism isn't worth it, so it was chalked up to a prank.
Callum, the flag, the bomb, brewhouse. In 3 months, he's playing a calculative game. Tell them what happened.
I went there because I got a tip from Lino that someone was leaking information about Equi-Union, and that they were making a drop-off at the cafe. So I waited to scout everyone coming in. Vex, the Fangs, the public. I was sitting at the counter, I bought a drink, and I was still on the phone with Lino when someone suspicious walked in. He had a briefcase, a hood up, and he sat in the back. So I ended the call and asked them if they'd seen the guy before, and they said no. He looked shifty at first, and then I heard something. So I went to the door, but I couldn't open it. And it sounded like chains on the other side. I looked at the guy, and he was panicking a lot. And then the place exploded.
And then?
And then we dropped to the floor. The place was on fire. Things were falling from the ceiling. Beams and the lights. I looked for the guy again, but he was already dead. So I grabbed the suitcase, grabbed them, and made a run for it in the back.
Do you remember smelling gas?
No.
Were they seen the whole time?
From the time I was in there, they were working the counter. They didn't go into the back once. Why?
It's odd. A couple months ago, they're working as a barista, and now they're in the room with us? No one comes in here like this on short notice. Except you, I suppose.
Well, I don't think they had anything to do with this.
Do you know that for certain?
No, but it wouldn't make sense for them to blow up Brewhouse when they were still in it. It's obvious that the guy with the briefcase had something to do with it. They got caught up in this, and I believe them.
So you have no proof, and you're believing them at face value.
Huh. That's comforting.
In any case, we should consider the Brewhouse explosion an attack on us. I don't know if the Vex will have enough sense to know that we weren't responsible, but we need to be prepared for anything. And with the suspected attack on Elias at the hotel, people will be taking advantage of the chaos.
You interrogated him, didn't you?
I did, and he was a talker. He was bought off by someone who said they'd cover his father's hospital debts in full if they got rid of the barista. And they went through with it too, I checked. I found the account holder for the donation, and it came from a non-profit called Ark Eden.
Ark Eden, based in Hanford.
Yeah.
That's Morgan's company. They won the Nonprofit Achievement Award at the E&E conference last year. Ark Eden's only been active for just under 5 years, I think, but they're becoming one of the more prominent NPOs. I remember seeing him there.
There are some senators in my party who have mentioned wanting to expand that company like we did yours. If they've got the support of the House, you'll both be on equal footing. But if there's potential for conflict, they might have to choose who to fully back.
And I trust if that were to happen, you would remain in full support of Equi-Union?
Of course. I'll try and rally as many people as I can to the cause.
But do it tactfully. You don't want to end up in a scandal that jeopardizes your place at this table.
Absolutely. I understand how strict this needs to be.
Good. If it wasn't for the attack on Brewhouse, we'd be ahead for the Oakland expansion. But we can't spread ourselves too thin and leave an opening for everyone to pick us apart. We all need to remain here. Everything almost set up there, Vitaly?
Yes, all plans have been finalized but one, which I should have the confirmation for in the next few weeks.
Keep me posted. Now, for what will happen in the meantime. We aren't moving from this city. We won't allow them to take anything. The Penance have clearly demonstrated their intention. They want a war. Because of the briefcase, we've managed to connect them to the bomb that was intercepted some time ago. And we've had no proof of who did it until now.
What proof?
James?
After the briefcase was found, Warden told me and Elliot to dismantle the bomb that was supposed to blow up the hotel. So we did. But the parts were scraped clean of serial numbers or any ties to corporations. In the briefcase, we not only found the blueprints of the exact kind of bomb, but the assets that the Penance has shares in. And three of them match the manufacturer models.
Three? What are they?
Ramroller, a firearms company based in Nevada, Hook and Head, an independent company specializing in premium cabling, and Scytheson.
Scytheson? Really?
What's the significance?
Scytheson arms half the military. If he's buddy-buddy with them, he probably has their support for whatever he's planning. Means he has a lot of firepower on his side.
And what about ours?
We have good investors, but Scytheson tips the power.
Does it? He might have access to a bigger arsenal, but we have the numbers. And when the war comes, we won't have to exhaust our resources. If we do, there wouldn't be a city left. And then what would be the point of all this? Morgan is smart. He knows what'll happen. And honestly, I think he's toying with us. He's biding his time, orchestrating the perfect moment for whatever his agenda is. It might be taking over Stockton, but something tells me it's more than that.
Why?
Because of the moves he's making, there isn't any strategy to it. Not when it comes to taking us over. If he wanted to damage our arsenal, Elliot would have heard something by now. They would have stolen or just destroyed what we have. And from the look of Morgan's network, he has the people to pull it off. If he wanted to reduce our numbers, he would have planned something that made me look incompetent. It's a waste to execute the ones doing the dirty work so our people would leave and he'd scoop them up. Instead, the Vex leader is dead, which potentially kills the merger. A flag of Stockton is found and burned. And the Vex having a hand in that doesn't make sense when they're part of the city. A bomb was sent to me, and if it had succeeded, it would have killed me and destroyed the main branch of the Quetzal Hotels. And then the brew house explodes with my only son inside. It feels personal.
Why would Morgan personally target you?
I don't know, but remember when the Skull Eggs did? Fresno happened. And I don't need to say how hard that hit us. We all lost someone that day. So you know what it feels like.
You're missing something much closer to home, Warden.
Hmm?
The barista. If, as you say, it feels personal, then how do we explain them being not only at this meeting, but confined with your heir?
That's what I was saying. It's suspicious. The timing doesn't add up.
They're not like that.
Elias, quiet. I wanted to see for myself how they'd handle a table like this. Our enemies can only dream of sitting where you are. I read all about you, you know. A humbled background. Parents trying to make ends meet. But you wanted to leave and live in the big world to fend for yourself so they didn't have the burden. Or that's what they told me. I did. They were very excited to hear that you were working and doing well on your own. That's true for the most part, isn't it? I might be a villain in your eyes, but I don't hurt people when it's unnecessary. So the fact that you're even alive to have this conversation should mean something. I know why you quit your last job. I made a few calls and I heard things weren't working out for you. Mainly, the boss was being too comfortable. And he threatened to fire you if you didn't give him what he wanted. And if you talked, he would have made your life there very unpleasant. Which he's done before, apparently. So you quit instead. You don't want to be stepped on, and I like that. But can you hold your own? You need to do more than try. You're a witness they didn't account for. And now you're officially under our protection.
What?
You heard me. If they so much as break a nail, I want to know. The penance needs to change plans now because they expected everyone in the brew house to die. All the survivors have, except you two, and the briefcase is in perfect condition. So they have more to deal with, and we can use that to play for more time.
More time for what?
To find out what Morgan really wants. Why did the whistleblower suddenly want to share information now? Are the penance doing something so immoral that he felt compelled to expose them? Does he have a family in Stockton who he wants to protect? Or did he have a sudden epiphany? He's preparing for something, and I don't want to be caught by surprise when it happens. So, Elliot, I want the police to keep an eye out on any known penance members that come into Stockton. Even if there are rumors about it, I want to know.
You got it, boss.
Lexi, pursue what you can about Vex and Enzatar. If we're dealing with more than DXM and morphine, it'll be Skullix all over again. And the Rays managed to get rid of it once, but this time might be different.
Will do.
Marcus, keep being a politician. Melina, I want you to plan an event for the lives lost at Brew House. We'll see their families are taken care of. And we need to remind people that we're on their side. Plus, it might flush out someone eager to do something.
Don't let it be Fresno all over again.
I won't. I promise you all that it won't. Vitaly, we'll discuss Oakland at another time. For now, find out who the new Vex leader is. I want to know everything. Family ties, criminal records, their school grades. Everything.
Understood.
If any of you need to discuss something with me, you know what to do. Our main priorities right now are keeping these two safe, finding out who succeeded Callum, and figuring out what the Penance really wants.
What about the Fangs?
They're not my concern right now, but we'll maintain the same level of distance as we have been. They haven't crossed any of our lines yet, but something might convince them to bite off more than they can chew.
Could I... I want to suggest something.
Really? Regarding what?
This. The Fangs.
Well, I'm sure we'll all be interested to hear what you have to say.
This whole thing is going to be bigger than Stockton, right? I mean, we have the Vex to deal with because Callum's dead, and the Penance have given us another enemy we need to watch out for, so we'd be focusing on both of them without anyone there to stop us from being stabbed in the back.
That's because we do it ourselves.
But even if Warden said we had the numbers, do you think we'll be able to survive an attack from the Vex and the Penance combined? Who's to say that if we win the first fight and we're trying to gear up for the next one, that whoever's left won't wipe us out? We know that the Penance don't care about collateral damage, so they'll do what it takes. But we don't know about the Vex, and I don't think we can take that chance.
Alright, what do you suggest then?
I think maybe we should merge with the Fangs. Merge with the smaller gangs. We'll have more people, and if we give something that benefits them, if we show them that this is their fight too, they might want to join us.
And what's to stop them from stabbing us in the back?
I don't know, but you could say the same thing with the Vex. They could have been playing the long game, but the Fangs haven't been around for long. They'll be easier to control, and maybe easier to manage.
What do you all think?
He does make a point. If we're protecting or attacking, it's better to do it when there are less players on the field. If we're declaring the Penance and the Vex enemies, then we need allies, or we're going to be surrounded. But keep them on a short leash. They might be young, but they're unpredictable.
They don't deal with narcotics, either. If the Vex plan to go into distribution, the Fangs might not be happy about it, so there could be common ground. Do we know why they haven't touched it?
I could try and find out.
Merging will either benefit the Oakland expansion or delay it. But the same would be said if the Vex merger still went ahead.
So no difference either way.
Only in what would benefit us. The Vex are much stronger, but this isn't about maintaining our position anymore. It's about surviving what's to come. This might call for drastic measures because we haven't planned for someone like Morgan to blindside us, which will happen if we're not prepared. So, if we end up needing the Fangs, they serve their purpose and we're better because of it. And if we don't, well, then we would have gained an ally anyway.
For all we know, Morgan might be looking for alliances within Stockton to help. Once the smaller gangs realize the jaws are closing around them, they'll have to pick a side. And we haven't had many problems with them, have we?
Nope. Just petty fights.
The Fangs are Stockton bred. So are we. The Vex are too, but if they're going to change the way this city operates, then the Fangs won't like that.
Unless they don't care what happens to the city. As long as they rule after.
Well, if territory is challenged, they won't be able to fight that on their own anyway.
Terra founded the race to protect the people, and every day I've been trying to honor that. There will be collateral damage. There will be a fight that ends in casualties on all sides. Us and the public. We know what's at stake, and we know that in order to beat the people who want to tread on this city, we have to stoop to their level to win. We'll lose if we use clean hands against someone who plays dirty.
It has to be done.
Look, it's not a bad idea if we prepare for any fallout, but we need to make a decision soon. Before the other gangs hear anything. Once they do, they'll snatch up whoever's left.
I agree. I'll think about it and get back to you all soon. Would anyone like to say anything? Good. Let's adjourn the meeting here. Remember your priorities. Keep your eyes and ears open. And stay safe.
That was crazy.
Well, I think that went well.
Yeah, my palms were sweating like fuck.
It is a lot, though. It's nothing like
No, you did good.
Before.
I know.
You didn't back down.
Just like we owe
Honestly, I thought they were going to talk to you more, but I guess my dad did his research. Changing.
We have to play by different rules now.
And what
you wouldn't have been able to step inside the building if you found something bad about you.
Might have to go against our How are you feeling, though? You okay? If you're right, and they want more than just...
Yeah, when we get back to the safe house, I might just crash.
One move
I'll make
time,
you something to
James.
Eat if you want.
We'll talk about this later. I want
I mean, I make a pretty decent ramen.
All right. I'll have Avox prepare the car.
Yeah, but I add a bunch of shit to it to make it look Instagram-worthy. You'll love it, I promise.
Well done. You both kept your cool.
Yeah, well, if I didn't, they'd have more reasons to hate me.
They don't hate you.
It sure fucking sounded like it. Especially Elliot. He could be such a prick, and he knows it. I didn't ask to be the successor or whatever, but to say that shit in front of everyone—
He doesn't respect you yet because you haven't earned it. You're sat at the table because you're my son. Elliot worked hard to reach where he is. He fought for his position and still fights for the city. Even if that means dealing with us to make sure things get done. All of the executives have. So if you want to be seen as someone who's capable, show them.
I would, if you actually let me. You haven't let me do shit. I'm a garbage boy. I'm always cleaning up messes.
But in this meeting, you show them you're not stupid. You were proactive about recruiting the Fangs. I'm proud of you.
Well, it just made sense.
And that's good. I don't include you in things because I didn't think you were ready. No, I think it's time for a change. You've proven you have good instincts. You're a survivor. A protector. You need to know what that really means.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
You'll make mistakes just as I have. I'm not immune to that. And I'll own up when I'm wrong. I want to apologize. I'm sure you can understand why I was suspicious about you. So I hope we can put that behind us. Good. As a gesture of good faith, I sorted out that manager for you.
What did you do?
He had some questionable content on his iCloud that somehow fell into a journalist's inbox. They wrote up a story, and the media is currently tearing him apart. You're welcome. There are a couple of things I want to address.
Yeah, like what?
Like hearing that there's something between you two.
Fucking hell. Did you hear that from the creeps watching us 24/7?
I did. I told them to report anything important. And that is important.
Why?
Because when you have someone to care for, you might become rash or blind to anything and everything. I can't ask you to be level-headed all the time because it's next to impossible, even for me. But at the very least, be aware of when you're being played.
I will.
And another thing, though it's just my curiosity. What we do, now that you know, what do you think about the Wraiths? About what we do behind the curtains? You can be honest. Just okay? Well, you don't know much about this world, so I'll take it. I need to go to another meeting in an hour, so I'll let you two go. I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but I'll definitely inform you this time.
Yeah, that would be great. I don't want James to tell me what you're doing. And I definitely don't want to be in a meeting with the execs looking like an idiot.
Noted. I'll talk to both of you soon.
Alright. Let me know how, whatever you got going on goes.
I will.
Here you go. Why didn't you tell me? The reason why you quit your last job? Huh? What do you think I would have done? That's a good reason to leave. I wouldn't have judged you or anything. Yeah. I mean, I really want to beat the shit out of the guy who did that, but he's getting roasted enough on his own. Yeah, Dad was right. He lost his job, the internet hates him, and apparently he might be getting jail time too, so you have that to look forward to at least. I know, when you first meet him, he might look and feel intimidating. He has to. That's how he's always been. But that's because he didn't trust you, and I don't blame him. What the Wraiths do, what we do, not a lot of people will understand. And from what I've heard, we get in other people's way. You know, people who want to do some fucked up shit. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're called a gang because that's the only thing we can be called by people who don't know what we do. In reality, we're vigilantes. Yeah, has a nice ring to it, huh? I know it's dangerous. Thinking back on it, I wonder if I didn't want to be part of the Wraiths because I wanted the cookie-cutter life. You know, a partner, a family, kids maybe, in a nice house with a garden and a white picket fence. I feel like it's what you're supposed to dream of. You know, at the end of school and learning and life experiences, you come together with someone else and share that with the next generation who repeats it. The good life, or whatever. No, when I was a kid, I didn't know about what my parents did. Not really. I was oblivious, and they were cringy together. Yeah, but they were in love, I could tell. They had such a tight bond, and I remember thinking I wanted to find someone that I was so in love with that the people looking would cringe. You know, that's the ultimate goal for me. You can see me pulling the dad jokes. Well, you're right. My dad used to be like that. Fresno changed everything. Like, before, he was still intimidating or whatever, but he smiled more, he had a sense of humor. Sometimes he'd come in the room and, without saying a word, just put me in a headlock. And it wasn't violent or anything. You know, we'd laugh, and I'd try to throw him to the floor, and I'd fail miserably every time, but that's who he used to be. And then, after losing my mom, he almost hardened himself. He closed off from everyone, even from me, for a while. And I knew I couldn't do anything about it. I don't know what he was thinking. Probably that he didn't want me to be a part of it. But it's a little too late for that, isn't it? I mean, I was there. I almost died. And something tells me there's things about that day he still hasn't told me. During the meeting, he said something. He said, the last time the Skulligs made it personal, Fresno happened. But I thought Fresno was because of the Vex, not someone else. Yeah, but that means he's been lying to me this whole time. If I'm supposed to succeed him one day, then wouldn't it be better for me to know everything? I wonder if he is still not sure. I don't know, he confuses me. I want to make him proud, you know? Like I said, at the beginning, I didn't know if I wanted to do this. But I saw him slowly drifting. You know, he was being consumed by all the gang shit, so that's why I said yes to him. I don't want to give up my dreams, but at the same time, I don't want to lose my dad. And the stars aren't going anywhere. In this line of work, you tend to have a shorter expiration date. After, I haven't even thought that far. I wish he was a vampire or something, then I wouldn't have to be the leader. I could do anything I wanted. But there are rules. I can't break up the gang because Stockton depends on us. We might be the bad guys to people who don't know, but we're Stockton's bad guys. We fight for them. Well, that's what I mean. You've been working here, and you have no idea what happens. What deals the Wraiths made to make sure the city is safe. True, it's not just going to be this city anymore. I didn't know he was expanding to Oakland. He's got to have a plan or something, but I hope he fills me in sooner rather than later. I want to know. I want to help, at least. Did you notice he didn't say anything about the photos? You know, no one did. I thought that was what the meeting was going to be for. Maybe he didn't want to scold me in front of the execs. And what we talked about sounded more important anyway, so... You know, I was waiting for Elliot or someone to bring it up, but I guess I'll deal with it later. Or not at all, hopefully. Yeah, did you see how surprised they were when I talked about the merger? See, I'm not just a pretty face. What? You think I'm pretty, don't you? Oh, come on. I want you to say it. Nuh-uh. You can't ignore me now. Why else would you give me flirty eyes when I go to Brew House? Oh, you want to be like that, huh? Oh, come on. You can't win against me. Well, call me pretty. It's not an adjective exclusive to girls. When I flutter my eyelashes, how do I look? Why, thank you. What, you worried about them seeing us? Well, Dad knows already, and I don't give a shit. I mean, I don't like that we have an audience, but you just call me pretty, so I had to kiss you. Yeah, I think you're pretty pretty too. What, you don't think so? Well, we gotta change that. Yeah, but one step at a time. Alright. Add me in. After today, I don't know. I mean, you're under our protection, so we're not gonna let anything happen to you. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. I know I said before that this is gonna be dangerous, but you look like you're making the most out of it. Yeah, despite the circumstances. I don't know what my dad said to your parents, but I can find out for you if you want. If they saw the news, he must have said something to reassure them. But if you want to give them a message, I'll see what I can do. Just something simple. I figure that you're going to be here for a while. Until we're not a target anymore, I guess. Well, at least you're not alone. I go mad in a place like this on my own, so as long as we have each other, we'll be good. What? To cringe? Yeah, I'm a master at it. There's no point feeling embarrassed when I get the reaction I want. You smiled, so mission accomplished. What, you think that's cheesy too? Come on, you know you secretly like it. Uh-huh. Is that why you're suddenly taking your time with the game? Well, then admit that you're a sucker for my charm. Stop lying. Like I said, I won't judge. Oh, yeah, I think you got it. I think that this piece...